Hi there, I'm Washington Post reporter Lillian Cunningham. Stay tuned after the show to hear about my latest podcast, Moonrise. It's the dark but true story of why we went to the moon and what we found there. The full series is available now.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. Everyone knows the first person on the moon, Neil Armstrong, and his famous words upon taking that first step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But in the nearly five decades since humans walked on the moon, you never hear much, if ever, about the last astronaut to stand on that very foreign and very far away lunar surface. That honor goes to a fellow named Eugene Cernan, and it turns out that the words he spoke before returning to Earth are just as poignant as that guy Armstrong.
This is a neat way to travel. Isn't it great?
By the time Cernan made his trip to the moon as commander of Apollo 17 in 1972, he was already a veteran astronaut. He flew on the Gemini 9 mission in 1966, during which he became the second American to walk in space. I guess Cernan was a guy who maybe didn't like to go first. Anyway, he was the lunar module pilot for Apollo 10, which circled the moon. And when he finally had a chance to step foot on the moon, he was, naturally, gobsmacked. In a 2007 NASA oral history, he described the experience almost like someone texting home from a cruise. "Sunshine the whole 3 days we were there," he said. But really, the trip was literally otherworldly. The astronauts were surrounded, he said, by the blackest black that we can conceive in our mind. And yet, as far away as he stood from his hometown near Chicago, Cernan said it felt like he could almost reach out and grab the Earth if his arm were just a little longer. When it was time to board the spacecraft for the return home, Cernan recalled that he looked back to see his final footsteps in the dust. He said, "Those steps up the ladder, they were tough to make." He didn't want to go, he remembered. He wanted to stay a while. As Cernan and the Apollo 17 crew made their way home from outer space, President Nixon issued a statement saying, "This may be the last time in this century that men will walk on the moon." It was. NASA's funding began dropping even before the crew of Apollo 11 landed on the moon for the first time. Nixon was preoccupied with the Vietnam War and wasn't that interested in space anyway. He proposed canceling the last two moon-bound Apollo missions, numbers 16 and 17, and in 1971, he slept through the launch of Apollo 15. Multiple presidents have promised a return to the moon, but none of them have followed through. Eugene Cernan died in 2017 without ever seeing another person walk on the moon, but he never lost the hope he had before returning home. That day, before climbing into the lunar module to depart, Cernan shared these moving, Armstrong-like words.
"We leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with faith and hope for all mankind."
I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. This episode was adapted from a story written by Christian Davenport for the Washington Post. For more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
Hi, I'm Lillian Cunningham, host of the Washington Post's Presidential and Constitutional Podcasts. We've just released the finale for my latest series called Moonrise. It re-examines the story you thought you knew about why we went to the moon. I dig into newly declassified documents and presidential records, closed-door political deals, the Cold War nuclear arms race, and even the history of science fiction to tell a new story about space. Listen on your favorite podcast app or at washingtonpost.com/moonrise. You can binge the entire series, available now.